Okay, so we're going into JavaScript. And where I left off last time was right before the loops. So we're going to do a quick look at the loops and then continue on. Okay. So what I've got here, the first one is a while loop. So it says, how many times should I write the line? And again, these are a continuation of what we did in CIS 120. So I use the same introductory ones. Okay, so here I have set up a variable called data input. And my data input is going to receive whatever is typed in with the prompt. So it says, how many times should I write the line, comma zero, meaning when the box came up, it had a zero in it. And I entered a five. So now I'm saying, okay, I want to count how many times I go through this. One of the big decisions you have to make is whether you're going to start a count when you're counting out at one, or whether you're going to start it out at zero. And when you look at professional, you'll see that some people started out at zero, some people started out at one. But you have to keep track of where it's going. So I said, I'm going to start it out at one. So data input is a five, and I said count is going to start out at one. So I asked the question, is count less than or equal to data input? Okay, and this is data input, it's a five. So I'm asking, is count less than or equal to data input? And one is clearly less than five. So I go in and I say, document write, this is number one. And so I go up here, and I document write, this is number one. And then I add one to count. So count is now up through two. And then the curly braces are enclosing the things that I need to do. So when it hits the closing circle brace, it knows it should go back up to the while and ask the question again. So again, I'm saying, okay, is two less than or equal to five? It is. So I go in and I do a document write of two. And I add one, and I'm up to three. And then I go back to the loop. Is three less than or equal to five? Yes, it is. Document write, this is number three. Add one, and I'm up to four. Okay. And so then I go back, and I say, okay, is count less than or equal to data input? Four is less than five. So I write out the four, and then I add one, and I'm up to five. And I go back and I say, is count less than or equal to five? So I'm asking, is five less or equal to five? It is. So I go in, I do the document write out for the fifth, and I add one, and I go up to six. Okay, so now I'm up to six. And I go back, is count less than or equal to data input? No. Six is not less than or equal to five. And so I drop out of the loop and do the document write, this is the end. Whoops. Sometimes it decides that it should move for me. There. Okay, so I do a document write that says this is the end. And notice that I've got a BR in front of this. Okay, there's a couple of things. How could this have been written differently? That BR in quotes and then the concatenator with this is the end. How could that have been written differently?
Should use the comma.
Yeah, that's true. But what I was looking for is, if I have two literals, this is a literal, this is a literal, why did I not just make them one? So the BR with the less than and greater than could have been right inside this and just made it one literal. Let's do the BR. Okay. The other thing is, what if I had started it out at zero? What if I had set count to zero? How, what would I have to change in order to make it work?
The data input variable.
Right. Or, well, let's try keeping that at five. And let's say, okay, so I'm going to start count out at zero. Okay? So when I come in, I would end up writing document write this is zero, and I don't want to do that. So I would probably add one before I wrote it out. Okay, so I would do that. And if it's zero, or I could have said, if I didn't want to add one to it, I could put count plus one in there and write it out that way and still add one. Okay. And then my test would be, depending on how I did it, count less than data input. If I'm going 0 to 4, it would be less than data input. If I'm adding 1 to it, then it could be the same. But if I go 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, then I would basically have count less than data input. So it depends on how I chose to do that. So that's the while, and notice that the condition is inside parentheses. Okay. And that's probably the most frequently used. The next one, whoops, is a do loop. And if I say five again, okay, this one has got the same thing going on, but now I have the do at the top and the condition at the bottom. So that means the difference between these is I will always do this once. I will always do at least once. Because I don't test until I have dropped out. So I'll always do it at least once. Okay? With the other one, the while was at the top, so I do not necessarily enter it. If I had said, how many times do I want to write the line, and I put it at zero, then I would not go in and do anything. But on this one, if I put that, I'm still going to do it one. Okay, because I go in before I check. With the while, I check before I do, so it's conceivable that I won't do the while loop at all. Okay. So again, let me leave that one. So here are the two different loops. Okay, so with the while, it tests that condition. Okay, if I put in a data input as zero, then count would not be less than or equal to zero. and so it wouldn't go in. If I put in data and put a zero down here, it would go in. And do it once, because I do the code prior to the test. So it's where I put the test that is critical on here. Okay. So I might not do the code in the loop. So if I, let's say I enter zero, if I enter zero, then count is not less than or equal to your input, so I don't do it. If I enter a zero down here, it still does, and then checks and says, okay, don't do it again.
Questions? And then the third one is the for loop. How many times should I write the line? 5 again. So now I'm saying, and this is the style of the for in JavaScript. Okay? For loops can be written very differently. But remember that if you have a loop, there are three things you need to have. You need to set the control. And in this case, count is the control. You need to check the control. And you need to change the control. And we did that in the other ones. Now we're looking at it here. Now, in the other ones, I set count equal to 1. And I left that here, but I don't need it. Okay, I don't need that set count equal to 1 because I'm doing it inside the loop. Take a picture of that and then cross it out. Okay, doesn't hurt anything, but it's redundant. So I don't need to have that here. So the for loop does the set right there, set count equal to 1. It does the check next, is count less than or equal to data, and it does the change, or in this case it's an increment, it does the change there. And remember that that could have been written as count plus plus, and that adds 1 to count. Okay, so if I want to just add 1 to count, I could write it as count plus plus, but the increment doesn't have to be 1. I could have had count equals count plus 2, or count equals count plus 10, or whatever I want to have there. In other versions of the for statement, we've seen the word step there sometimes. Step 1, step 2, step 3 to tell how much we're changing. In this one, they actually write it out. And notice the three parts of the for loop are separated with semicolons. Okay, in the other examples, I had the count equals count plus 1 right after the document write. Here, I don't need it because I've got it in the parentheses. So the for statement is a lovely thing because it does all three things for you inside that first set of parentheses. However, the for loop works when I'm doing this kind of thing. Taking count and going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it doesn't work as well, or it doesn't work if I'm doing a more complicated test, more complicated change, or something like that. for example, the change of yes or no. You know, where I'm controlling the change by saying to the user, enter a yes if you want to do this again, enter a no if you don't. Okay, so that one I would use a while or a do. Questions? Okay, so those are three kinds of loops you can use in JavaScript. And every language will have something where you can test before going into the loop, something to test after you've gone in the loop. And I think they all have a for statement as well. Okay, so those are the basics. And we've talked about with programming, you need to be able to have, to call something a program, you need to be able to handle sequence, selection, iteration, or looping. Okay. And Java, HTML only had sequence. HTML couldn't handle selection and it couldn't handle iteration. And so JavaScript was developed to be able to be embedded in HTML and therefore let it have more power. Okay, when they started wanting HTML to have more power, to act different ways depending on what you enter and all of that, then they had to figure out a way to do that, and they decided JavaScript would be a good way to introduce that into HTML. And then that continues to grow with PHP, allowing you to have all this stuff in HTML, but also allowing you to work with a sophisticated database. Okay. So now if I come down, and I look at these, I'm going to look at some of those down there. So I have an if with a loop. Okay, now this one I put up a bunch of message boxes so that you could watch and see what was happening. So I said, count at the beginning of the loop is 1. So I've got a count and I've set it to 1. And you'll see the code in a minute. And then I say, okay, enter the number of points that somebody earned, so we'll put in 50. And then I'm saying, okay. And then I tell you that the total points after the add is 50. And then I said, okay, count at the beginning of the loop too. And the number of points, and this time I'll put in 40. And so it now says I've got 90. And then I said count at beginning of loop 3, and I will enter 30. And say okay, and it now tells me I have 120. And that says you can choose a prize from group A. So, first of all, looking at the code, in my loop, I set count at 1, by the way, and then I said do while count is less than or equal to 3,
and then I put out an alert. Now, I put these alerts in lots of times when things aren't working because it tells me where I stand. And so if the logic isn't working, this doesn't do any good for syntax, but if the logic isn't working, I can put these in and follow what's going on. So I'm saying, alert, count at beginning of loop, and then I concatenated that with what was in count. And then I said, okay, input points, prompt, enter the number of points you earned. Then I said, okay, take total points, which I defined up there, add the input points to it, and put it back into total points. That's how I do accumulating a total. As I say, take the total, add to it, and put it back in the total. Okay, so I'm adding to it and putting back in the total. And then I put up an alert that told me what the new total was. So total after add, it's the total points. And then I said, okay, count equals pass integer count plus one. In fact, you don't need them to pass integer there. I just put it in because if you want to be super safe, you can put it in. But in fact, you don't need that because the browsers are smart enough to see that when you're adding a number, you probably want to do add instead of concatenate. Because remember, the plus sign can do both adding and concatenating. So this is the safest of all things, to say take the count, parse it, and add one to it. But in fact, the browsers make the assumption that if part of this math is a number, then you must mean add instead of concatenate. So you're safe not doing it. But I just threw it in there mainly so I could say what I'm just saying. Okay? So then after I finished the loop, I said, okay, now let me check. If total points is less than 10, then the message is not enough points for a prize. If the total points is less than or equal to 50, I can choose from group B, else I can choose from group A. Okay, and then I come down to the bottom and say, after that if is done, do a document write where you put out the H2 plus a message, and then you plus closing the H2, and that plus is a concatenate plus. So I'm saying H2, concatenated with message, concatenated with H2. Okay. And so it writes out, you can choose from prize from group A, since I had 120 and that got me group A. Okay. Now, the way it wrote that is, if you go up here at the top, and you can barely see it, but you can, the H2... I said I wanted the margin left to be 500 pixels. I wanted the width of the H2 to be 400 pixels. I wanted a particular background color. I wanted the style to be dotted, border style to be dotted and brown. Okay, so I really set up the look of that message that I wanted to put out. And if you look at the message, there it is. And you can see that it's a margin left 500. The width is 400. I'll take its word for it. The border, the background color is a shade of green. And notice the number sign in front of it when you're using the hexadecimal. And that's a hexadecimal code for the green. As we've discovered, if you go and look it up, you'll probably find a name for it, because 140 of them now have names. Okay? And then the border style is dotted, so you can see that it's dotted. And the border color is brown, so you can see it's brown. Okay? And apparently, if we scroll up, we'll see it. Apparently, I said brown as the default color for text. Okay? So if we scroll up,
we can see that body, and as we've seen, I could have put an asterisk there instead of body. Background color is beige, and the color is brown. I have an H1 in there that is text aligned with the center, but I don't have anything else about it. And then I go to the H2, which set up that little message that I was putting out. And just to make sure that that got pictured. Okay, this one is along the same line. And again, these are kind of, at the beginning, refreshes from what you had in 120. And then we go a lot farther in JavaScript than we did in 120. So enter the points that player 1 and 50. And I click OK. Enter the points that player 10 and 40, and I click OK. You want to play again? Yes or no? And I'm putting in a yes. Enter the points player 1 earned, 35. The points player 2 earned, 45. You want to play again? No. And I get out. So they apparently both got 85. Okay. So in doing this one, I set up player 1 total, player 2 total, player 1 entry, player 2 entry, continue program equals Y. So this is my yes, no. So I said, do while continue program equals Y. And I set it to Y so I know that it will execute the first time. So I prompt for what player 1 wants. I prompt for what player 2 wants. Then I take and I add it. Now, I made those parse integer when they came in. And so that appears to always work in all the browsers, that it now knows it's a number, and so it does this as an add rather than a concatenate. That always makes me a little nervous, because in fact, whether it's an add or a concatenate is determined by the browser. And the browser is saying, since it came in as a parse integer, then I will assume it's an add. But as I said, that makes me nervous. It's not the way I would recommend doing it because browsers can't be trusted. They get changed. But that's worked for years, so I guess it's safe. But it still makes me nervous. Okay, so I'm saying take player 1 entry, add it to player 1 total, and put it back in player 1 total. Take player 2 entry, add it to player 2 total, and put it back in player 2 total. Now notice on these I said window prompt, and that window dot prompt is not needed. The window dot is not needed. You can just do a prompt. Okay, but it's a prompt in a window, so the whole thing is window dot prompt. But if you don't put a window there, it assumes it's a prompt. So I said prompt, you want to play again? Y or N? What about if they enter an A? What's going to happen? Yeah, it's not going to do the loop again. Because I said only do the loop if it's equal to a Y. What about if I put a lowercase y in? It's going to break. because a lowercase y is not the same computer code as an uppercase y. If I want to make it a y, I have to go in and convert it. Or I could say, while computer programming equals y, or continue program equals, and put a lowercase y there. Or else I have to take what the user end is and convert it to uppercase. And then I went in and said document write, the total for player one is, document write, the total for player two is, and put out their two totals. And again, I didn't have to do a document write BR here. I could have put the BR right in there. And so I would have saved a document write. Okay? But I just did it to kind of illustrate the fact that I was moving down to the next line. Okay, you who took this 120 with me have already done this. Let's see if you remember how. I want you to go in and copy this program and declare who the winner is. So make the changes to this program to declare who the winner is. So take this code, go in, and make the change. How many possibilities are there for who won? How many possibilities can I have for the, if I'm declaring a winner, how many possibilities are there? Okay, somebody make a stab at it, huh?
There's three,
right. Player one can win, player two can win, or, as we can see up there, we can have a tie. Okay? So they both got 85, so that should be a tie. So we have three possibilities. If you have three and only three possibilities, how many if statements do you need? You only need two if you do it with an if-else kind of thing. Because if it's not the first possibility and it's not the second possibility, it has to be the third. Because there are only three possibilities. So copy this, put it in Notepad, and fix it so that it tells who won. And you that are also in 120 are going to get to do this again. So you'll have it all done. And you who already took 120 have already done it. That's right. That's what I'm counting on. Remember when you're doing your statement that the condition is inside curly braces? You can ask the questions in any order or any two of the three questions. I just asked them in that order. But you can ask any one of the questions first, any one of the questions second, and it works. Has anybody got some output? You need to test it with all three possibilities and make sure.
Documenter instead of document.
What?
Add an R at the end of document instead of T. That'll do it.
How are you doing on this? Is it making sense?
It's the first time I've ever looked at JavaScript. So, yes, it's making some sense.
Okay.
As my ability to write what you want.
Yeah. Okay, then we will try putting this up.
So, I'd like to see the example of the answer.
Okay, so we're going to have to write that if we want to see it. So I am going to put it down at the bottom. I could have put it, if I wanted to, before I put the totals, it doesn't much matter. And I know I want to write a blank line, so I'm just going to copy that, which wrote a blank line, and put it down here so that I get a blank line. I could also put it in my message, whatever, but I'm just going to put it in there so I've got a blank line. So what am I going to write first? I'm going to follow the flowchart that I did. As I said, you could have done these in any order. So I'm going to say if, and then I'm going to say player one total, and then what do I write here? What do I put? No, I'm going with mine, which was equals. It could be any one of them, but I'm going to go with mine simply because I've got it up there. I need two equal signs because when I'm comparing, the one equal sign is an assignment sign. Okay, so one equal sign is an assignment sign. I want to do a comparison for equality, so I put two equal signs. And I've got player two total. Okay. So if player one total equals player two total, then I'm going to put a curly brace. And I could set up a message here and write it at the bottom. But because I used repeated document writes here, I'm going to continue that style and say document write tie. Okay? Because if player one total equals player two total, then it's a tie. Okay. So now I'm going to put in the closed curly brace. And I've got an else to put in here. So now I'm going to ask the next question, okay? And that is going to be inside curly braces as well. So I've got the first question, and I've said, if this is true, then this is what I want you to do. If it's false, I'm going to put that within those curly braces, okay, if it's false. So if it's false, what do I want to do? I want to ask another question. So I'm going to say here, if player one total is greater than player two, whoops, lowercase p, okay, and that should have all been in parentheses because there's my condition. And if that is true, then I want to put in curly braces that are going to say document write and then in quotes player one is the winner, or whatever you want to put there. Else, I know that player two is the winner. So I'm going to say else, curly brace, document write, player two is the winner. And close that curly brace. So now I've got, if my first question is true, there's the two. Okay? Else, I'm going to ask all of this. Okay, so if it was true, I'm doing this. If it was not true,
I'm doing all of that. So if it was true, I wrote out it was tie. If it was not true, then I said, okay, now ask, is player one total greater than player two total? And if it is, write out that player one is the winner, else write out that player two is the winner. And then I need to make sure that all my curly braces line up. And as I said before, what I frequently do is count the left curly braces, count the right curly braces, and hope that they come out right. Okay, so now I claim that this is done. We'll find out. Anybody see any stupid mistake I made? I haven't seen one yet, at least. Oh, I can't spell winner. But that doesn't matter. Okay, so now I've saved it on my E drive, so I'm now gonna come over and put up my menu bar that I dearly love. Remember, you can click on all those little lines and then pick menu bar. So I'm gonna say file, open file, and it's on my E drive, and I called it who won. So it says, enter the play points player one end, and I'll put in 12. Player two got 12. No, I don't want to play again. And it says that it's a tie. So that worked. So now I need to refresh this and say, okay, player one earned 12, player two earned 3. Who won? Do you want to play again? No. Player one is the winner. And so that worked. And then I've got to test it one more time. And this time I'll put in 12 and 34. Do you want to play again? No. And player two is the winner. And 34 is less. Okay? So that works. So there is the code. Any questions about how it worked? Does it make sense?
Yes.
You're going to know it when you hit it in CIS 120? Okay. So again, I asked the first question. All the questions are inside parentheses. Everything I want to do is, if it's true, is inside curly braces. Everything I want to do if it's false is inside curly braces. What I want to do if it's false is ask a whole nother question, and it has curly braces around its true and its false as well. Questions? Okay, here are the math facts with a while. So that's the third one down.
Okay, and what did I forget to do there? Because I've got all... Does somebody see my mistake? I don't have a slash in front of HTML, so that's why it's turned red. Okay, it works, but that's why it turned red. When I first wrote these, it didn't have that ability of turning red, and so my callous mistakes got put up there, like not putting a slash in there. Okay. And I notice it when I run it, but then I don't notice it. Okay, so on this one, I wanted to write the math facts. 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2, 3 plus 3. Count is being used, and so I said set count to 1 because I wanted the first one to be 1 plus 1. Then I said do it while count is less than or equal to 3. Then I said, okay, answer is equal to count plus clue plus count. So answer became 2 at the beginning, right? And then I said write count. So I'm writing 1 plus, and then I write the plus sign. So that was a concatenate, but this is actually write the plus sign. So I say write 1 plus 1 equals 2. So I'm writing out 1 plus 1 equals 2. Then I add 1 to count. I go back. Count is now a 2. 2 is less than or equal to 3. So I'm going to then write 2 plus 2 is 4. Because count plus count is 4. 2 plus 2 is 4. I'm going to write that out. Add 1 to count and go back. Count is 3, which is less than or equal to 3, so I'm making those 3, 3, and count plus count is 6. So I'm writing those out. I then add 1 to count, and when I go back, count is no longer less than or equal to 3, because it's 4, and so I don't put it out. Okay. So there is writing some basic math facts. And I can do that with the do loop, which is further down, and the for loop, which is also further down. Okay? So if I skip down 2 and go to the do loop, it is doing the same exact thing. Don't do the nested one. Do the just plain do loop. And I've got exactly the same thing, except I'm doing the do, and so the while is on the close, and that means it will always be done once. Okay. And you can see I copied and pasted, so my HTML error is going to stay with us. And then the third one, again, skip down 2, and skip over the nested ones. The for loop starts out with count 1, tests for count less than or equal to 3, and adds 1 to count. Again, I didn't need to define count at all, but lots of times I define it anyway. I just don't give it a value because I kind of like the idea of listing my things up there. But then I'm a total hypocrite when I say that because in that case, I should have put variable answer up there as well because I'm using answer. Now, why didn't it yell at me about that? If you put a variable on the left-hand side, which makes it clear that you want to put an answer in it, JavaScript forgives you and basically says, okay, you must have meant to define answer. We'll go with that.
if you put it on the left. If I had first used it down in this document right, it would not have been that forgiving, because then we'd be saying, I don't know what to put in answer, so I've got an error here. But since I used it as the result of a calculation, it was able to say, okay, I know what answer is, because you've added two things together and put it in answer. I know what it is. You must have meant that to be a variable. I'll forgive you, and we'll call it a variable. If I had written over here, count equals answer plus count, it would have got upset, because it couldn't know what answer is over there. So in other words, if it can figure out what you meant answer to be, it forgives you. Otherwise, it doesn't. And I never fixed that, just so I could tell you that. And there's probably a few others that I have made the mistake on. Okay, so now I'm going back to the nested one, which is the fourth one down. The while nested. Okay, so there's the code. So what I've got here is a loop within a loop. And I've defined two things. I've defined count, and I've defined count in. So this outer number over here is count. The next one is count in. And then I've got answer. Okay? So again, I didn't define answer, because again, I'm copying and pasting. I didn't define answer, but again, it forgave me because I used answer in a calculation the first time I used it. So it forgave me for that. Okay, so I'm starting out and I'm saying, okay, I've got three variables, count, count in, and it hasn't figured out yet I want answer, but when I go down and actually do the calculation involving answer, it will figure out that I need a variable answer, and it will set it up for me. So right now I've got count and count in. I've given count an initial value of 1. I've not given count in any value. Okay? So now I said, okay, while count is less than or equal to 3, clearly 1 is less than or equal to 3, so I drop down into the loop. Now the first thing I do is I set count in equal to 1. Okay? And the position of that, of where I do that, is critical, which is why I didn't give it a value up there. I wanted to emphasize that this is the place that I have to give it a value. Okay? So I put 1 in count in, and then I said, well, count in is less than or equal to 3, and clearly 1 is less than or equal to 3, so it goes into the loop. Now it says take count and count in and put in an answer. And this is when it makes the memory variable answer for me, because I needed it. Then it says, okay, now document write count plus count in equals answer. And then do a BR. And notice my BR has a slash in it left over from XHTML. Okay, so I am writing out 1 plus 1 equals 2. So I've got a loop within a loop. I've got a while loop that is controlled by count. I've got a while loop that's controlled by count in. counting is the inner one. So after I do the document write, I add one to count in, and then I loop back. What happens is I will stay in this inner loop until count in is no longer less than or equal to 3. So I stay in the inner loop. So I go back up there, I ask, is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is, it's 2. I calculate answer, which is now 3, and I write out 1 plus 2 equals 3. Then I drop down and I add 1 to count in. Okay? And I circle back to the inner loop controlled by count in. And I say, okay, is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. So I go in and I calculate answer, which is 1 plus 3, so it's 4. I document write out 1 plus 3 equals 4, and then I add 1 to count in. And I loop back. Now when I loop back, it checks. Is count in less than or equal to 3? No, it's not. Count in is 4, so it's not less than or equal to 3. So that means it does not go into the loop. It drops out. And when it drops out, it hits the command, add 1 to count. So it adds 1 to count, and count becomes a 2. And then I loop back to the outer loop. And I say, okay, is count less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. It's 2. So I go in. And the first thing I do is I reset count in back to 1. And that's critical. Because if I hadn't done that, then count in would not be less than or equal to 3, and I'd be all messed up. So I need to reset the inner control, which is count in, and I need to reset it to 1. And then when I go in, it says, while count in is less than or equal to 3, 1 is less than or equal to 3, so I go in. If count in had stayed a 4, I wouldn't go in. Okay. So I go in, I say, okay, answer equals count plus count in, so answer is now 3. And then I write out 2 plus 1 equals 3. And then I add 1 to count in. So count in is now a 2. I loop back. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. 2 is less than or equal to 3. I do the add, and I come up with 4. And I write out 2 plus 2 equals 4. And I add 1 to count in, which is now a 3. Okay? I loop back. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. So I do the add of count plus count in and get a 5. I write out 2 plus 3 equals 5. And then I add 1 to count in. And I go back, and it didn't work. Count in is now not less than or equal to 3. So I drop out, I add 1 to count, and I go back. Okay? So count is less than or equal to 3, so I went back again. Asked, is count less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is, it's 3. So I go in and I change count in to 1. Set count in at 1. And then I say, is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. So I add 3 plus 1 and I get 4. Okay? And then I write out 3 plus 1 equals 4. And I add 1 to count in, which is now a 2. I go back. Is it less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. Answer is now 5. I write out 3 plus 2 equals 5, the end's in sight. And then I add 1 to count in. It's a 3. I go back up. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. I do the add. 3 plus 3 equals 6. I write out 3 plus 3 equals 6. I add 1 to count in. It's now up to a 4. So when I loop back, it says no, count in is no longer less than or equal to 3. I drop out and I add 1 to count. And when I go back up, it says do while count is less than or equal to 3. It no longer is because it's 4, so I drop out entirely. I go out of the script, and I write out the end of the math facts. And aren't you glad I knew that one too?
Yeah.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that's how you do this. Okay, that's how an inner and an outer loop work. That's an illustration of how the inner and outer loop work. And then I did the same things for a do loop. So the do loop works exactly the same, except that with the do loop, I'm checking at the bottom. But other than that, it works exactly the same. Okay, I'm simply checking at the bottom. And then the for loop also works exactly the same. Okay. So the for loop also works exactly the same. Only I don't seem to think I have the right one. Okay. I clicked on the wrong one. For nested was the one that I wanted. And it took me a few minutes to figure that out. Okay, so there's the for nested. For loop within the for loop. Questions. Okay, I think actually we're going to call it quits because I want to make sure you absorb this. And we're moving with a 3-hour class, we move too fast, which is one of the reasons why I mix in CSS and JavaScript. because 3 hours of JavaScript would really be moving fast. So next week we'll pick up with the guest theme, and actually I want to do some more with the mass facts, where I'm going to ask you to work on this, actually, over homework, I'll post homework. But I want you to see if you can figure out how you can do the math facts, but instead of giving out the answer, ask the user to give out the answer. So prompt the user when they see the problem, put up the problem, and prompt the user to tell you the answer, and then tell them if the user was right or not. Okay? So I want to prompt the user to put up an answer. Okay, I did this when my kids were young. While I got supper, they had to do math facts on the computer. And they had to go through and give the math facts. So we're going to do that. We're going to go through and take in what the user says and then give the answer. So that's what I want you to work on next.
Okay.
And I will put that out along with some other JavaScript problems. But I wanted to see how far I got. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, is it making sense, guys?
Yeah.